What's going on? We met Rosie on the house. We have Pella Windows in studio this morning, Mr. Adam Homer, Marketing Business Development Manager. If I had that title, I would find a lot of reasons to be in Jackson Hole, like from Thanksgiving to Memorial Day.
Yeah. And it's funny you say that because I actually went up there for the first time to Boise and Ketchum just this week, yeah. Monday through Wednesday. I was up there and it's gorgeous.
Oh, baby.
Yeah. It's cold, but it's amazing.
Okay. Well, listen, we've got some callers that are on hold here want to visit with you and us about some window questions they've got. Let's go to Bob calling from Gilbert. Good morning, Bob. How can we help you, my friend?
Good morning. What I wanted to find out, I'm just building a commercial steel building, and I'm looking at the type of windows to put in it. I've heard a lot about the fiberglass, but for insulation purposes, but on the same accord, when you have it surrounded by steel, is that the best option?
What is the building being used for, Bob? Is it just an unfinished interior garage or outbuilding, or is it office?
Well, eventually, it's for my motorhome storage.
Yeah, okay.
For partially. And then one side of the building on the upstairs is going to be turned into like a mother-in-law's apartment.
Okay.
And that's where I was going to put the windows.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, so you... Because that was my question. I would put a different window in a garage than I would if I were going to do a little loft apartment in it.
Yeah. And really, any of our product lines, including the fiberglass, could work in that application. You just talk with one of our sales reps, show them what you're doing, what the plans are, how thick the walls are, and we've got a variety of different things that would work in that application.
All right, Bob.
You don't have a preference over aluminum or the fiberglass in that type of a building.
Well, I mean, is the whole structure going to be insulated?
Pretty much, yes.
The mother-in-law quarter will definitely be insulated to a living degree. The pull-through garage for the RV, I'm guessing, may be minimally insulated. Am I guessing right, Bob?
Actually, I'm going to put the spray foam, about 5 inches of spray foam all the way through it.
Okay, so that'll be nicely insulated. Yeah. So really, I mean, I do prefer the fiberglass over most of our product lines for a lot of different reasons. But if you wanted to, and keep in mind that the 7 different product lines I talked about earlier are meant to work with each other. So like, let's say you wanted to save some money, maybe where the motorhome itself is parked because it's not the primary part of the structure. You could do our least expensive vinyl window. And then maybe in the mother-in-law's area, you wanted to do something a little bit nicer. You could even put wood clad in there. And the beauty of that is it's going to look virtually the same on the outside, and nobody would know the difference except for you.
There you go. Well, Bob, I hope that helps. Appreciate you calling in. Thanks a million. Sounds like a nice setup.
Yeah, for sure. Lucky mother-in-law.
That's right. That's right. I wonder if he's going to leave the keys to the motorhome in it. We're here with Adam Homer of Pella talking through window selection just like that. If you've got a question or a particular dilemma you'd like to visit with at your house, you can get in by dialing 1-888-767-4348. Let's talk about the different windows. When you go out to any one of those houses you've recently done for us, Do you often change the window product as you go around the house and modify it based on its exposure, whether it's under a patio, direct sunlight, north side, south side?
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on what the customer is looking to do or really how the house is currently set up. But we see oftentimes customers wanting to turn a window into a door.
Yes.
That's a very popular request. They've got a nice large window like here in the studio. They want to cut down the wall and turn it into a door.
Yeah.
We do that all week long. We do those installations. If somebody wants to take an operable window, maybe that they don't ever open. They live in the house for 20 years. Say, I never opened this window. We turn those into picture windows, just a fixed frame, and you can save some cost by doing that.
And with that said, homeowners need to know that they can't do that in a bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. And we would obviously educate somebody if they say, hey, I want to take my bedroom and just put a picture window in. You still need it to open to meet fire egress and building code. So,
got to have a way to get out of the house in the case of an emergency you'd need to. That's code.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
But glazing options, would you would you change glazing options as you go around a house?
Oh, I see. Yeah. Generally, we don't. And, you know, I guess intuitively it kind of makes sense. I mean, I understand why people think that maybe I'll do, you know, your best sun defense glass on the west and south exposure and maybe do something different and less expensive on the north and east side of the house. But, I mean, when it's 115 degrees outside, it's 115 degrees outside, whether the sun's on it or not. I mean, if the sun's directly on it, it may be 130, 140 yeah. degrees, right? So generally speaking, you're going to put sun defense glass, if you're here in the valley, throughout your whole home. And that's going to maximize the amount of sun reflection and or heat reflection out of the house and making it the most energy efficient as possible.
Yeah, I surprise a lot of people because one of my favorite little tools is a thermoimaging pistol that I can shoot at anything and tell you the temperature of it. When people tell me they have a room in the house they can't cool off, I always walk in the room with that and shoot the aluminum window frame, and I say, well, window frame's 137 degrees. They don't believe me.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot. We'll be back.